And welcome back, everybody. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday, or so I'm told, and that's the day that we check in with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, it's good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a show down in Frederick, or over in Frederick, I guess, from where we sit, at the Maryland Ensemble Theater, a longstanding theater company in Frederick. It's a piece called Fred's Diner. They describe the play as a dark comedy. I always get a little nervous when I hear that. It's dark and comedy. It's like jumbo shrimp, you know? It's an oxymoron. But, I mean, what do you think? In this case, is dark comedy an accurate description of this piece?
Well, Tom, you're right to be a little nervous because I would not call this a comedy. It does have some humor, and it's set in a bright, cheerful diner setting. It's in a rural part of England, and that diner setting might lead you to expect some comedy. One of the friends that I saw the play with called it a heroic tragedy, and I think that's a much better description of what actually goes on. I want to say this is the East Coast premiere of Fred's Diner and only the second American production, which is very impressive for a small theater in Frederick. It starts with a silent prologue where you see a dead body on stage. So that dark tone is set from the very beginning. Clearly, this is going to be something that is, shall we say, more dire than droll. It also sets up an accurate expectation in terms of this diner being a place where things happen that are really a matter of life and death. Once the action starts, we meet Fred, the owner of the diner, and we meet a waitress named Melissa. She will turn out to be his daughter, but we don't realize that at the beginning. I brought a clip that comes near the end of the play, but it doesn't really give anything away, except how controlling and manipulative Fred can be, and you can hear how overly solicitous he is in this clip, and that carries on throughout this father-daughter relationship.
I mean, I'd probably be okay. People know me, you know. They probably would never think badly of me because of who I am. I'm just worried about you in case they start, you know.
About me?
Saying things. Well, you don't really get on that well with the other kids at school. Bit of a loner. Going around bigging yourself up saying you're going to be a top lawyer and that. They'll use it against you.
Matt Bannister and Lauren Johnson in Fred's Diner at the Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick. So I have to ask you a basic question. I mean, do they actually have diners in England? I've been to England a few times, and I don't remember any. But
I don't remember seeing any either. I imagine they are not quite as prevalent as tea rooms. Playwright Penelope Skinner describes this as a 1950s American-style diner, so maybe even more of a cultural shift there. The set for Fred's Diner at Maryland Ensemble Theater is just terrific. It's designed by Patrick White. They have a U-shaped diner counter with vinyl-covered stools, and they have a few booths, and there's a jukebox and a wall phone, and there are LPs decorating the set. I also want to give a shout-out to the props master, Lori Lee, who has really got these details down pat, right down to the ketchup and mustard dispensers on the table. And there's also a lot of really good period music. The sound designer is Doug Grove. To give you an idea of how far the play takes this American influence for the diner, in one scene, one of the waitresses, who's a kind of goofy, would-be free spirit, she's played by Lisa Burrell, and she takes a customer's order, and she gives him nutrition advice, all in a really deep Southern American accent.
Well, if you want a delicious breakfast, might I say you've come to the right place, sir. Are you ready to order, or do you need a bit more time?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Outstanding. What can I get you?
Cappuccino, please. And a bacon sandwich.
White bread or wholemeal?
White.
Did you know that eating white bread is the nutritional equivalent of pouring plaster esophagus down inside of you and leaving it to set?
Lisa Burrell and Maryland Ensemble Theater's production of Fred's Diner. So diners are, you know, long-held places for plays and stuff. And, you know, TV has one of Two Broke Girls is in it. Now I remember Alice from the 70s.
Sure.
I mean, you know, with the lovable brute that owned the place. But does this plot focus on both the people who work in the diner and the customers, or a little of both, or how's it do?
It's primarily the people who work there, the three waitresses and Fred, the owner. And each waitress has something that she wants desperately. Melissa, Fred's Fred's daughter wants to get into Oxford University and study law. She's played by Lauren Johnson. We heard her briefly. She gives a very fresh, natural performance. This is an actress I've never seen before, and I hope that I will get to see her again. The waitress, played by Lisa Burrell, whom we heard a minute ago, wants to move to Thailand, and she wants to make enough money to do that. That's another really good performance. The oldest of the three waitresses wants to get the job of managing the diner. She's played by Julie Herber, who's a Maryland Ensemble Theater mainstay. This turns out to be a really pivotal role, and Herber is just heartrending in this part. I have to say, the first act is all about what these waitresses want, and it actually becomes very tedious and very repetitive, especially this bit about Melissa wanting to get into Oxford. None of the things that the waitresses want seem to be sort of strong enough to carry the play. The director, Peter Ray, has the first act moving very slowly. There's very little momentum. I think this is partly a problem with the script. It doesn't help that Matt Bannister has such a thick working-class British accent, not in the part we played, but in much of the other play, the rest of the play, that he's often almost indecipherable. The pace picks up considerably, almost like another play after intermission. I credit the director for that as well as the script. The writing is much stronger in the second act, both in terms of plot and character. It really is, it's almost like a different play. Suddenly there's conflict and the stakes are raised. So yeah. Stay for the second act.
Tell me about the playwright, Penelope Skinner. That's a new name to me. How about you? Did you know about her before?
No, it was largely a new name to me, too. She is a British playwright, award-winning. She won the prestigious Evening Standard Award for Most Promising Playwright in 2011. A year later, after Fred's Diner debut, the British newspaper The Independent called her our leading young feminist writer. But she wasn't produced in this country until a couple years ago. Fred's Diner made its American debut in San Francisco in 2015. And as I say, this is only its second U.S. production. Her plays seem to examine the treatment of women, attitudes towards women. In this play, we see women taking charge of their destiny. She's really just beginning to be produced off-Broadway and starting to get attention in this country.
So here we are. It's like 6 minutes of one. It's lunchtime. We're talking about a diner. I mean, you mentioned that they get a lot of the details right. What about the food? Good food in this play?
Well, there's just about no food in this play.
And a diner, no less.
I know. A lot of coffee gets drunk, but there's all this anticipation of food. I would really advise audience members to eat first. Otherwise, you're going to come out of Fred's diner just starved. The first half of the play also left me pretty starved in terms of content. But the second act, as I say, does have some real guts and some real grit to it. I should give a caveat. This is adult subject matter and themes. There's a good deal of profanity. I would wrap this up by saying that the script is uneven, but the production introduces audiences to this hot, young, British feminist playwright. So I gotta admire Maryland Ensemble Theater for being ahead of the curve and making what is really a very adventurous choice.
Yeah, good for them. And it sounds like some really good performances.
Yes,
too,
definitely.
So, so we just got a few seconds left. The Tony Awards on Sunday night. What were your reactions?
Well, I was very pleased to see the big winner be Dear Evan Hansen, which is a musical that I reviewed on this program in August, back when it was at Arena Stage in Washington. It won 6 Tonys, including Best Lead Actor Ben Platt, who gave one of the very best speeches. He said, "The things that make you strange are the things that make you powerful." I thought that was just lovely.
That's nice. Don't know what it means, but it sounds great. All right. Well, Judy, it's good to see you. Next week, we're going to talk about what?
Next week, we're going to be talking about Promenade Baltimore, a single carat production on a bus.
I'm looking forward to that. We're going tonight. It's going to be really, really fun. Well, thank you, Judy. It's always good to see you.
And good to be here.
To that. All right. Fred's Diner. It's at the Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick. It's there through Sunday night. We've got links to the details about the showtimes and all that stuff, wipr.org/midday. Coming up on the program tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. We'll talk about the Russia investigation that has reportedly expanded to include the possibility that President Trump has attempted to obstruct justice. We'll reflect on what the shooting in Virginia means for the tenor of political discourse in our country, and we'll think about what Jeff Sessions' testimony before the Senate Intel Committee revealed and failed to reveal about the Trump administration. Aisha Rasko of Reuters and former Republican mayoral candidate Alan Walden join me. Hope you can be here with me in Studio A. We're also going to be visited by the Peabody Consort. They're going to play some very, very old music for us. I want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch for our guests today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads. It's all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.